Hello everyone, I'm Lori Boyer. Today I check in with the National Association of Conservation Districts, and I am joined by President-elect Michael Crowder. Welcome to the show here today, Michael.
Glad to be here.
All right, we're going to start by talking about your recent appointment to the Environmental Protection Agency's Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Federal Advisory Committee by Administrator Andrew Wheeler. This committee used to be in existence, and then it was... Then it was canceled, I guess, if you will, or not in existence for however many years, I don't know. And then recently, the Trump administration brought this committee back, right?
Yes, that's correct. In June, I was selected by EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler to serve on the Farm, Ranch, and Rural Communities Advisory Committee, and there'll be 33 total members of that. So I'll represent NACD, which is National Association of Conservation Districts. But I have a broad background in environmental science, cattle, ag, forestry, have farms in the Midwest and the Northwest. So I feel like I can represent farmers and ranchers all across this nation, and really looking forward to serving on that committee, representing farmers and ranchers to the EPA administrator.
What all will you be doing on this committee? What is your role? What is the committee's role?
Well, right now we haven't even met yet, so this is a brand new thing. Our first meeting is next week, so I can't even answer a whole lot of questions. I know what they've worked on in the past, but we don't even have a list of what our goals are yet. So this is brand new. After next week, I'll be able to tell you all about it.
Okay, that sounds good. But certainly you have a little bit of an idea of what you'll be doing before you agree to it. So what do you think you'll be doing?
Well, we'll focus on how ag and ranch affects the EPA and different standards there. For example, a 319 non-point solution standards, anything like that that the administrator or people below him feel like they need to have advice from the committee. That's the type of things we would be working on. So I've read a lot of the stuff they were working on in the past, try to catch up to what our goals will be.
Gotcha.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
So it is an advisory committee for the EPA.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. How many are on the committee? Do you know?
Yeah, there's 33 total members, and it's from 24 states and one territory. And unfortunately, with the current COVID levels, it's, we are not going to be meeting in person, which is how they would normally meet. You know, face-to-face is always the best, but we're all kind of getting used to Zoom right now. And so that's how we're going to be meeting, at least for the first two meetings here. So we have a call next week, and then we have a full meeting in September.
Okay. And how long is your term?
My term is 3 years. Some of the terms are 2 years. So we'll be through this first term of this administration, and then whoever takes over or the current administration will be going forward for the next 2 years after that.
Okay. All right. And you'll start here. Well, you already mentioned you have a meeting here next month. Is that what you mentioned?
Yeah, we have a call next week, just an introductory call, and then in September we'll have our first meeting.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to a follow-up visit with you to kind of get more information on that committee and what your thoughts and feelings are about that. But just overall, it sounds like this is a good thing, right? This is good to have agriculture in an advisory committee role with EPA. Probably needed it all along.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, and I feel like I can speak on our behalf and let the administrator and all the people at the EPA know our feelings. You know, I don't expect them to change just because I feel one way or the other, but I'm not shy, and we'll stand up for what we believe in, what we feel is right, and at least they have a voice that they can listen to.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be good. Again, I'm visiting here today with Michael Crowder, president-elect of the National Association of Conservation Districts. Also in our discussion here today, let's talk about the recent climate bill and the House's recent climate report. And I'm sure that you have taken a lot of time to really go through this in your role.
Yeah, we have. And on this, on June 30th, U.S. House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis released a 547-page report, and I didn't read it all, but we've have staff that have and has updated this, but it was called Solving the Climate Crisis, the Congressional Action Plan for a Clean Energy Economy, Healthy, Resilient, Just America. So it's a long title. Basically, it's talking about the different pillars of working lands and agriculture and recommendations for climate on this climate report. And a lot of the recommendations for at least the one pillar on working lands and agriculture draws from existing programs at the USDA that most of your listeners would be familiar with, EQIP, CRP, CSP, RCPP, ASEP. Those are all common programs that most of them will be using with districts and NRCS currently.
All right. I know that there is some pushback in agriculture regarding the climate bill. What are your, you know, in visiting with other ag organizations, what are you hearing and some of those points you're picking up on?
Well, one important thing is we know from experience that most successful adaptation of practices are those that have local buy-in. I know in Colorado, you'll have a local working group that you work with conservation districts and NRCS, and it has to come from the local level. You don't want top-down from D.C., so you want to set those priorities that on this climate report, you want those to come from the local level and not directly down from D.C. And, you know, an example of a practice in there that the House committee highlighted was the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts. They have equipment rental programs to help farmers that where they don't have to buy new equipment. Just one example, they can loan them out. Districts do that all across the nation, and I'm sure they do that in Colorado as well. But I know every local district that I have here has equipment rental programs, and as little of that can help get us through parts of this climate report, climate bill, and you know, if you pick away at it, it all adds up. So we certainly have concerns with this, but there's ways that we can work with this and certainly make it better.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are at the table on that for sure. Michael, anything else to mention here today?
Well, I just want to talk about the partnerships we have. You know, it's a tough time right now. Everybody's having a tough time with COVID. I hope you're opening up. I'm not sure exactly how you're doing, but you know, our partners with the Conservation District, NRCS, ag groups, we're just a big family, and we want to help everybody out through these challenging times. So I want to acknowledge that and thank you for what you do to help everybody out through this time and through ag.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. Thanks for mentioning that. Again, Michael Crowder, president-elect of the National Association of Conservation Districts, my guest. I'm Lori Boyer.